Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone listening. This is Karen Marie Campbell of the Spirit Within You, your online metaphysical supply store. I'm here today enjoying this lovely day with my co-host, Monique McCoy, my fabulous herbalist who I go to for all my needs. I'm
Morning,
so happy
Karen.
To be on the show with her because she has, first of all, the show is on healthy skin. And the moment I met you, I always noticed, wow, her skin is fabulous. So, Monique, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous. I have my notepad and my pen because I am taking notes.
Yeah, everyone always asks me about my skin and why it glows and why it looks so good. And a lot has to do with your diet and the things you put in, as with everything else. I mean, you can, you know, your skin, and this is what they say, if you look at a person's skin, you can tell a lot about their life. Do they worry a lot? Are they getting rest? What are they eating? Are they eating a lot of fast food? Are they having a lot of sweets? Just by looking at the skin, because, I mean, that's what you see first when you look at a person. The first thing you notice is their skin. You know, so it's important that we have not just for looks, but just because our skin is a really important part of our immune system. You know, that's your first line of defense. That's your protector, your skin. You know, that's what keeps the outside elements, keeps it away from, you know, keeps your body protected from the outside elements. So skin is an important thing, and we're going to talk a lot today about keeping your skin healthy. And I welcome everyone.
Beautiful.
Okay, well.
So I am ready.
Okay. I just wanted to start talking about, like I said, the skin is being an important part of your immune system because immune system, by it's protecting your body. It's the largest organ that you have. It accounts for 6 to 10% of your body weight. Three basic functions of your skin. It's, like I said, it protects your body, it regulates the temperatures, and your sensation. That's what causes that good feeling when someone touches you. So the skin is very important. It protects you from radiation, from the sun and the ultraviolet rays. So it does a lot for us. Like I said, it also releases the toxins through perspiration. So skin is a very important part of your immune system because it protects you in so many ways. So I want to talk about some of the things. First, I want to start off with some of the things that you need to watch out for. You know, quite a few years ago, I did a workshop on the skin that went really well, and I'm always asked to do another one. So I was glad to come on this morning so that we can kind of talk about it. And you'll notice in the radio shows, there's always a common theme in a lot of things that we discuss here as far as your health. And one of the ones that always comes up is sugar. Sugar is the absolute worst thing for your skin. It causes your skin to age. It's the most as far as your skin looking older, that's the worst thing you could do for it is the sugar. It causes your skin to look lackluster. It speeds up your body's production of wrinkles because what it's doing is it's damaging the collagen and the elastin in your skin, and those are two very important things that keeps the skin plump and keeps the skin young looking. So that sugar is one thing, like sugar plays a part in most major health problems, that you kind of want to pull back on and use fruits, and there's so many other things you could use for that sweet taste. But sugar is one thing that you want to kind of keep away from. I mean, everything, most things are okay in moderation, but, you know, when you start having a lot of chocolates and a lot of candies and a lot of sweets, that sugar, what it does is when you have a high level of sugar in your body, that sugar attaches to the protein in the body. So the sugar attaches to the protein. It produces your skin to sag and wrinkle because it's affecting the collagen in your body. So you just want to hold back on that sugar. And a lot of people say, well, you know, what about the teenagers? They're having lots of sugar. They're eating candy and chocolate. And that's true, they do. But when you're younger, your skin renews itself in about 28 days. So every 28 days, you're getting new, fresh skin cells that are being regenerated to replace the damaged and the dead skin cells. And that's why when you're younger, you look so youthful, because those damaged cells are being replaced every 28 days. Now, as we start to get older, start to get into our 30s and on up, then that's when your complexion starts to lose some of that youthful look. And that's basically because your skin's renewal process is starting to slow down. And the accumulated dead skin cells that are waiting to be replaced, they're waiting a little bit longer than they used to. That's why your skin starts looking a little dull. As you get into your 60s, it takes about 50 days now for those skin cells to renew. So that's why your skin doesn't look the same. So that's why we have to do what we can. And, you know, you can control a lot of this yourself by just eating right and eating your fruits and vegetables. And everyone always asks me about my skin, but I eat a lot of fruits, and I have a lot of vegetables, and I try to get my rest when I can, but sugar is definitely a no-no for the skin. So just make sure that you're not having too much of it, because that can definitely affect your skin. Now, I know a lot of people like to stay up late, and they're going to bed late, and they're not getting enough rest, and there's a lot of different things that can cause you maybe to stay up late. You're working, or you're worrying, you have stress, but sleep is so important to the body. You know, when you sleep, that's your time for your body to do its repair work. That's when you get a chance to regenerate those skin cells. So it's important that you're getting enough rest. Now, and when I say sleep, I'm not talking about sleeping 4 hours or 3 hours, jumping up and doing something and say, I'll catch up, I'll get my sleep later. It's that uninterrupted sleep, that's the sleep that causes the cells to regenerate. That's what causes it to really do its, you know, the skin cells to do its work when you have that sleep. So you want to make sure that you're getting enough rest. You know, you can always tell when someone's been up late and they're not getting enough rest, the skin is the telltale signs is in the skin. You can say, oh, you ever see a person say, oh, you've been up all night? Because the skin really, it really is affected. You know, there's a great book out there, and people always ask me about different books. There's a great book by Ingrid Wood. It's called The Good Skin. And she mentions in that book that our body's clocks, they work a little bit differently for different parts of the body. So for your skin, the different skin body cells are more active at different times of the day. So now your skin cells, when they're doing their work, they're mostly doing their work in the evening. That's when they're doing their repair work. So research has shown that the skin cells regenerate almost double at night. So between like 11 o'clock and 4 a.m., that's when they're doing their work. So if you're up late at night, take heed. Maybe you want to start going to bed a little bit earlier, because that's when 11 o'clock, you want to be fast asleep so that the skins can be regenerating, because that's when they're doing their most work. That's when the production of collagen is boosted. That's when harmful free radicals are being destroyed and cell damage is being rectified. So you want to make sure that you get a good night's rest, not 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but you get into bed a little bit earlier. And like I said, that's a great book by Ingrid Wood called The Good Skin. And I like to pick up these books and see if there's something in it, maybe something that I don't know. Of course, you can always learn. But that's something I had to start learning about. You try to fit so much into a day, but are you really getting enough rest? And you do need that. You know, on my on the blog page about on Facebook, I had mentioned about smoking, and smoking causes so much damage to the body, but it also affects the skin as well. Not just if you're a smoker, but the secondhand smoke. You know, what we've been discovering is that secondhand smoke is just as damaging as if you're smoking yourself. So, and you know, I'm here in Las Vegas, and there's a lot of casinos around, and people are smoking. But you really want to stay away from smoke-filled environments. You know, the smoking really deprives your skin of the oxygen and the nutrients that it needs. It triggers the destruction of the collagen and the elastin in your body. So you kind of want to stay away from that secondhand smoke. If you're a smoker, that's one more reason to kind of stop the smoking, because it's aging you. It's attacking so many different things in your body, but your skin is one of them. It degrades the building blocks in your skin, what keeps your skin plump and healthy looking, causing your skin to sag. The wrinkles are deeper into your skin. The smoking lowers the amount of vitamin C in your body, which is very important for healthy skin. Like I said, that secondhand smoke, even if you don't smoke, being around the smokers, it gets the same effect on your skin. It causes it to sag, and the wrinkle process speeds up. So if you're smoking, like I said, that's one more reason to stop. And if you're around a smoker, when they start that smoking, go somewhere else, because you're getting a lot of those, a lot of the bad things about the smoking that you should stay away from. Even as a non-smoker, you're getting all of that as well by just being around it. So, like I said, not trying to tell anyone what to do, but these just some information that you can use to protect yourself against a lot of things. Just like with alcohol, you can always tell someone that's drinking a lot. The alcohol robs your body of another important vitamin, vitamin A. Vitamin A is essential for cell renewal and turnover, so your skin doesn't take on that dull gray appearance. So that you want to try to, if you're a drinker occasionally, or, you know, you go out, you have your glass of wine, there's nothing wrong with that, of course. But, I mean, if you're drinking a lot, that's going to definitely affect your skin. Like I said, you can always tell a person that's drinking a lot. They just don't look good, and it shows right on your face, because that alcohol is robbing your skin of all the things you need for that look. It dehydrates your skin, leaving your skin dry, and you're more prone to wrinkles when your skin is dry. But that's what the wine and the beer, the alcohol, that's what it's dehydrating your skin. So smoking and drinking, those are two things that you want to make sure you're very mindful at doing those things in moderation, because it's definitely going to show on your face, and it's going to cause your skin to wrinkle and sag. So those are some things you may want to think about before you have that drink. I mean, you can do something else or have a good laugh with friends, but, you know, it's something you want to think about. Just like another thing that affects the skin also is stress. I had on the site, you know, there's a mind and skin connection with stress. Stress takes a big toll on your body, and this is not just coming from me. The American Academy of Dermatology has also done some research on that, and they found that the internal thoughts and feelings that you have definitely affect your outside appearance, and that goes for stress. Cortisol is a hormone that's released when you're stressed, and that cortisol, when that's released, that causes your skin to lose its collagen, and that's what keeps the skin looking youthful. It reduces the skin's ability to retain moisture. So then if you're stressed out, you notice your skin starts looking very dry. And when your skin is dry, you're prone to wrinkles, and it affects your complexion because it takes the moisture out of your skin, and you start to see fine lines and wrinkles in your skin. So if you're really stressed out, like sometimes you're stressed out and you start worrying, you start to notice your skin is going to start, those fine lines, those wrinkles, that's what can be brought on by stress. So when I say there's a mind and skin connection, basically that's what I mean. What you're thinking, what you're feeling really shows on your face. It shows in your skin. So if you're feeling stressed, go talk to somebody. There's some great licensed practitioners that are around you can speak to. You can do meditation. There's so many things. If you're stressed out about one thing in particular, make up some positive affirmations that you can talk, that you can say and repeat when you're feeling down. But stress is definitely something that will take a toll on you. Just looking at you, you'll be able to see that. So that may be something you want to think about if you have something going on, talking to somebody so that you won't be so stressed out, because it's definitely going to take a toll on you and your immune system. So that's something that you want to kind of take a look at. So we got alcohol, we got smoking, we got stress. Here's another one, not enough exercise. You know, exercise is great. It increases the blood flow. It gives your face that healthy glow. It cleans out the body's toxins because you're sweating, and the perspiration cleanses the dead skin cells, allowing new ones to grow. So it's always good to exercise. Do some walking. I mean, like I said, you don't need a gym membership. It's great if you have one. But you can do yoga, you can walk. There's so many great things that you can do in place of the membership at the gym. So just walking does great. You know, with regular exercise, studies have shown you'll see less age spots on your skin. So that may be something to think about. So exercise is important. Not getting enough of it definitely has some effect. So these are all things that you don't have to go to a doctor. These are things that you can do, you know, and it's all healthy. It won't hurt. Of course, if you're starting out on exercising, a new program, and there you have some health challenges, of course you want to make sure that that's cleared with a professional doctor, or, you know, you don't want to just jump out there if you have a health challenge. I'm not trying to tell you now to go start running if you have something going on. You always want to make sure you do things in a safe way. But walking, a lot of doctors recommend that. You include a little exercise. Walking certainly is something that's not harmful, like I said, but you always want to check that out if you're starting out with anything new. But now let's talk about some things that you can do. I just wanted to get the things that aren't really good for you, kind of get those things out the way. But now let's talk about what you can do. I'm a big fan of water. Water is crucial to your skin. It flushes out the toxins. It delivers the nutrients to your cells. It keeps your organs functioning as they should. So water is great for the skin. It keeps the cells plump and full, and that's what makes your skin look firmer and clearer. So drinking water, and we always talk about this. I must discuss it each month about the water and how good it is to have it. It's hard, like I always say. I know I work. It's hard when you're working to get up and, you know, running back and forth to the bathroom. So start your water drinking very early in the morning. That's what I do. When I get up, that's when I start. I must drink at least 32 ounces of water before I go out, leave my house, because then I can get most of it in even before I get to work, because I know it's tough to be running back and forth. But that water is a great way to keep your skin cells hydrated. So also with fruit, there's a high water content in fruit as well. So grapefruits, you get about 91% of your grapefruits, there's water, there's a high water content. So there's other things that you can do. Nothing is as good as water. But having grapefruits, watermelons, strawberries, they have a very high content of water. Even in your vegetables, like cucumbers and lettuce, they have a high content of water. So there's some different things you can do. Nothing beats drinking water, but you want to keep your body hydrated. That helps in all areas with health. So make sure that you get that enough water in. So that's very important. Let's see, there's so many things. I'm trying to get everything in. Fruits and vegetables. Now, like Karen mentioned earlier, people always say to me about my skin, but I'm always eating salad. My mother can attest to that. I'm always eating a lot of salad because I really believe in those greens. Your green vegetables, there's so many nutrients and vitamins in those vegetables. Your broccoli, which is one of my favorites, is a great antioxidant. It has vitamin A, B complex, C, E, so many good vitamins. All of those vitamins revive damaged tissues. So those are great for the skin. Kale as well. Kale is fantastic for skin. Even they've done some research on the way the kale works in your body. It's packed with a mineral called copper. Copper is great. It protects your skin from the sun, and it helps give you a healthy complexion. And copper can be found in your garlic. Also has copper and sulfur. Sulfur is another great mineral for the skin. But as far as your broccoli and your kale, so great for the skin. So I eat that, and not only do I have it as just with my meals, I also put that in my salad, the broccoli, the kale. Those are two very good greens for skin. Tomatoes are rich in vitamin C. Vitamin C helps to keep the skin firm and taut, and aids in the production of the collagen in your body. So vitamin C is important. And I just want to go back to smoking for a minute. Smoking robs the body of vitamin C. So, and you need that vitamin C. That vitamin C helps produce the collagen. So it's important that you have the vitamin C, and that's why I wanted to go back to the smoking. That robs you of the vitamin C. So that's one other negative thing about the smoking. But back to our tomatoes. Like I said, they're rich in vitamin C. They also contain a red pigment that in the tomatoes, which makes it red. And that stimulates the skin circulation. So that tomato is really great for the skin. I always have plenty of tomatoes in my salad. So you want to add the tomatoes, the broccoli, the kale. Carrots are great. Carrots are great because they have that vitamin A, and I mentioned that to you before. Vitamin A is great for the skin, and carrots are great. It's a great antioxidant. It works great to help repair skin tissues, and it also protects you against the harsh sun rays. You know, when I first started out, when I was much younger, I got on this kick for carrots. I was having carrots all the time, and I was having the baby carrots. I was just flooding my body with carrots. And believe it or not, I started to look at my complexion. I started to have the complexion of the carrots. So, you know, all things in moderation. But I just remember that it's so funny. My mom's like, look at your skin. And I was like, oh, my God, because I was just overdoing it. Like I said, all things in moderation. But carrots give you that natural glow. Like I said, it's great for your skin. Also, not just the vegetables, but also, like I said, the fruits. Fruits are a great way to get your antioxidants in, and antioxidants are great for your skin. It supports connective tissues. It heals the skin from within. And a lot of times healing is great when you can start from the inside out. And there are great fruits that do that for your skin, like the strawberries. Strawberries are great for skin because they have the powerful antioxidants. Bananas. Bananas are loaded with antioxidants and nutrients. Vitamins A and C are in your bananas. They're great for healing cracked skin. They hydrate. They nourish the skin, the bananas. So your bananas and strawberries are great. Red grapes, and I eat a lot of red grapes. I love red grapes because they have a sweetness to them. So instead of the sugar, a lot of times I'll eat some cold red grapes, which are great for the skin. They have a powerful antioxidant in your grapes. The seeds of the grape are very good. I don't really eat the seeds, but they have a powerful chemical are in the seeds. And a lot of times those seeds from the grapes, they can treat any inflammatory condition in the skin. But you want to make sure before you start running out eating a whole bunch of grape seeds that you check with your doctor before you do anything like that. But just having those red grapes are wonderful. I like them because they're sweet. So instead of reaching for the sugar, I just have some cold red grapes. But these are some fruits that are great for the skin. Now, kiwis are great. I know that some people categorize them as vegetables. Some say fruit. But the kiwi is great because it has a large amount of vitamin C. And as I told you before, vitamin C stimulates the collagen in your body. That's what keeps your skin smooth. That's what keeps it taut. That's what keeps it looking good. So kiwis are great. Avocados. Avocado is a great source of vitamin E that boosts the skin's vitality. So vitamin E is always great for the skin. I make a body cream that has vitamin E. It has almond oil. It has cocoa butter, shea butter. You can find that on my website, www.moniquehealthylifestyle.com. And it's great for the skin. Everyone tells me, oh, my skin glows when I put on that body cream. So it's great for the skin. We're running out of time. So much to talk about. One thing I just wanted to jump to very quickly is nuts and seeds, great for the skin. Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, the wonderful walnuts. Those are three seeds.
So, Monique, why don't you offer them the website, your phone number, and an email address? Because although these shows are purposely designed for 30 minutes only, because people are always so busy, it is also designed that they're archived, one, and two, to you. And if they have any more questions, they can pose the questions to you. So give them your information.
Sure, that's right. We are running out of time. You can reach me at MoniqueHealthyLifestyle @gmail.com. That's my email address. You can go onto my website, www.moniquehealthylifestyle.com, where I have all my products listed. You can reach me at 917-916-9917. That's my number to reach me if you have any questions. It's been great talking to you today, and if you have any questions, reach out to me. I'd be happy to talk with you about it.
And this is Monique McCoy and Karen Campbell, wishing you a healthy lifestyle. And your website is so appropriately named. Thank you. And so, again, please, if you have any questions, remember that Monique is a certified herbalist. She also works with essential oils, so she knows oils too. I want you to reach out to her. You don't have to do this by yourself. And take the guessing game out, because the guessing game can be a very dangerous game. And just because you Google something doesn't mean it's actually real. So get with someone who is certified, such as her. You're welcome. So peace and blessings
day,
to all of you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.